Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who was and is to come. Amen. Throughout the 1990s, Pastor Eugene Peterson worked to translate the Bible from its original Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek into contemporary American English. In 2002, he published the Message Bible, and it is filled with colloquialisms, slang, and just common, accessible, everyday language so that people can read the Bible. When he translated John chapter 1, which we read from today, Pastor Peterson wrote, "The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." It's kind of a fun image, right? Jesus as your next door neighbor. It adds a little color and texture that you don't quite get from the word becoming flesh and living among us. You can imagine giving Jesus a little wave as you walk your dog in the morning. Have a little chat by the mailbox. Maybe he joins you for the Halloween party or national night out. And the good news is, the wine would never run out. It's fun, but as far as metaphors go, it's not quite enough. It doesn't quite go far enough. It doesn't carry the full weight of the significance of this world-altering moment when the Word of God becomes flesh. I mean, sure, there are things that we share with our neighbors. We might bring in their trash can for them if they're on vacation, water their flowers, take care of their dog even. If we're lucky, we can form these deep, lasting friendships. But there are limits. Limits to what we share with our neighbors. Full disclosure, I don't even know every one of my neighbors' names. So how can they really know, understand, love me? In the fourth century, there was a reluctant bishop and an amazing theologian that was named Gregory of Nazianzus. He was working at a time when the church was trying to figure out exactly what it meant when the church talked about the incarnation. What did it mean for folks that in Jesus, God became human? Gregory came up with this catchy but powerful turn of phrase. He said, "That which is not assumed is not healed." Jesus didn't just observe our lives from a distance. He actually walked in our shoes. He felt hunger, fatigue. He knew loneliness. He faced betrayal and death. The Word of God became flesh in order to heal all flesh. Every part of our life, our joys and our sorrows, strengths and weaknesses, all of it has been assumed by God. Because of that, nothing remains as it was before once Christ touches it. This is more than just sharing the same zip code with somebody. This is God sharing our very existence. And so that means that whatever you carry today, whether it's grief or fear or exhaustion, even despair, Christ carries that too. He knows what it is from the inside. He doesn't just glance at our humanity from a safe distance. He steps into the mess and the weight of real life. And because he assumed it, because Jesus takes it on, then he can redeem it. Nothing in your story is beyond Christ's reach. So we can trust Jesus, not just with our forever, but with our everyday. The Word became flesh so that your life right now might be filled with grace upon grace. So in just a moment, when you taste the bread and wine, when you receive Christ's body and blood, you are getting, receiving a tangible promise of that grace. You are taking into your own body the love of God, which knows no limits, transgresses all barriers, and has become flesh and blood for you. There is nothing you need to do. Just open your hand and receive God's love, which is without end, given and shed for you. Amen.